Welcome to Outside the Box, where how we say something is really, really important. Today's topic is the power of words to exclusive and inclusive. In the last Outside the Box, I talked about why we might want to use gender inclusive rather than exclusive words. Simply put, inclusive ones are more accurate and don't make anyone feel left out or discriminated against. So let's get right into it. Here are some selected gender-biased terms and non-gendered options to replace them. As you'll hear, any gender-biased term also have other non-biased substitutes. Besides humankind as a replacement for mankind, as mentioned last week, we could use human family, or all people. Here's some more with man in the word. Foreman could be replaced by supervisor, or cattleman by cattle rancher. We could use fisher or angler instead of fisherman, and frosh or first-year student rather than freshman. Occasionally, person can be substituted for man pretty easily, such as congressperson and select person, although we could also say Congress member and select board member. Why say penmanship when you can use handwriting? And doesn't snow sculpture sound more interesting than snowman? Workers' compensation is more popular now, but some people still revert to the term workmen's compensation. Want to drive me crazy? Talk about manning a table, or even worse, personing a table. Makes me want to scream. Ah! Making language gender neutral is not just changing man to human or person, but finding the right word to accurately describe what we're talking about. I always talk about staffing a table, or a crewless rather than unmanned spacecraft or drone. Now I could add woman to man like sportswomen and sportsmen, but that's awkward. Besides, using sports lovers instead didn't require me to know the gender of whom I was talking about, or that there may be both women and men. It covers all possibilities. Some words are derived from male or female terms. When I went to the post office, I was told to make checks out to postmaster, but many of them are women, and they could be called post office supervisors. I made checks out to the U.S. Postal Service, by the way. Or I could use friendship instead of brotherhood, and bellhop instead of bellboy. There's no need to use both actor and actress when just actor will cover everyone. Ditto for hero and heroine, and waiter and waitress. Scapegoat or victim are good substitutes for the term fall guy, while king size could be replaced by jumbo or extra large, and queen size by large, as in small, medium, large, and extra large. There are biased words for supreme beings, such as God or goddess or heavenly father, and the pronoun is usually he, but there are so many other gender-neutral terms, such as Creator, the Almighty, Holy One, or the Deity. With something so all-encompassing as what some people believe is the Creator of the universe, it's hard to think one pronoun would be adequate. So using it or they would be better. One problem with the terms wife and husband is that the man almost always comes first, husband and wife, as if that's what all loving female-male relationships are like. It's not as bad as man and wife, which sounds like a man dragging a woman around on a leash. But when some people believe all couples have to be one of each, that's another kind of bias. Using a generic term like partner or life partner, or mate, eliminates all of these gender issues. A quick test. What terms could you use instead of bachelor's and master's degrees? Want a more complete list of gender-biased words and non-biased alternatives? They'll soon be posted on the radio station's website, http://archives.weru.org, and then look for the feature, The Power of Words 2, Exclusive and Inclusive. I can also send that list to anyone who contacts me via the station for a copy. And the books, The Dictionary of Bias-Free Usage and Talking About People, both by Rosalie Maggio, list over 1,500 biased words and gender-neutral substitutes. Would you find these substitutes easy to use instead? I'm Larry Danziger, feeling confident that anyone can learn to use different words if they just practice using them.